Praise the Lord, everybody. It's so good to be able to share the good news today in the middle of all the bad news that we're getting from all corners of the world and in our own country. It's so good to be able to take some time out and just be thankful
yes.
that the Lord is still on His throne. And that everything that's in the Word of God is coming to pass.
Yes.
And that we know that the return of Jesus is right at hand.
Amen.
And whatever we do, folks, we need to do it now.
Amen.
We don't need to put off doing something good till next week or next Sunday or whatever it may be.
Right.
But do it now. Do it now.
Amen.
And I tell you, God will bless those that are faithful to Him. We had a good message on being faithful in our church here at Indian Matters. And you know, God is looking to see who is going to be faithful in the middle of controversy, in the middle of rejection, in the middle of persecution, in the middle of people lying and making up things to try to tear down your credibility. Let me say this right now. We need to be faithful through it all because God is looking for faithful children. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I just feel like something good's going to happen today with our good news, and I'm thankful that this is our third year of good news on Tuesdays and Thursdays. During the COVID, we had the good news every day. But now we've had the nursing homes to open up here in West Virginia and Florida, and we're able to go and minister. And so good to travel these Blue Ridge Mountains and go into nursing homes and tell people everything's going to be okay when you put your faith and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, your Son and our Savior, we come to you with a grateful heart today. We're so thankful, Lord, that we have this time together. And God, we're asking you now to just anoint everything that's said and done.
Yes, yes.
And Lord, that we can all just feel your presence today. And we know that in your presence there is fullness of joy.
Amen.
And God, I thank you for the joy that you've given Pastor Nikki and myself.
Amen.
That we know that we're in your will. And we know that we have a God that watches over us and protects us. And that God will take care of those that come against us. And Lord, we don't have to be upset. We don't have to be worried about anything. We can just rest in you.
Amen.
We can rest in you and we can walk in Holy Ghost power.
Amen.
Lord, right now, bless this time.
Yes.
And we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And let everybody say,
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Nikki, would you come?
Yes.
And I'm going to try to sing a song today before you preach.
All right. Amen.
Tell everybody something about Jesus.
I love him with all my heart. He's my life. He is your life. He's the one who loved us so much. He paid the price for our sin.
Amen.
And I want to serve him and love him and do whatever he puts on my heart to
Amen.
Do by his Spirit.
Amen.
So I thank him. I thank you, Lord, for forgiveness of sin.
This song today really goes deep into my heart. And I just want to thank him for saving my soul from a devil's hell.
Amen.
I want to thank him for fighting my battles. God, we just thank you. We thank you for the air we breathe. We thank you for our friends and our family up here at Indian Meadows Campground. We thank you, Lord, for our places of worship. We just thank you.
We can't thank you enough.
Yes. Provisions. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I come before you today, And there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I'll bless your name and thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord, for all you've done in my life. Darkness and gave me your light.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I'll bless your name and thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Bring us the word, Pastor Nikki, praise the Lord.
Amen. Aren't you thankful that the Lord Jesus loved us so much that he came, God come in the flesh, to pay the price for our sin, to be a perfect sacrifice, to never sin, to totally keep the law of God, and die on that cross, to shed his blood, to cover over and forgive us of our sin, if we will take that free gift. And 44 years ago, I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sin and come into my heart. And what a difference he's made. He gave me a new heart, a heart full of love for him, and a love for other people, and a desire that all should be saved. And today, the scripture that's on my heart is where Jesus says, before he leaves this earth physically, he says to the disciples, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Beloved, you can stand on those scriptures, because whatever the Lord says, he will do.
Yes.
God cannot lie. And when he makes a promise, he will keep it. Beloved, only you or I could turn away from the Lord and break that covenant, break that relationship with Him.
Right.
But why would we do that? After realizing that Jesus alone could save us from our sin, forgive us, and give us eternal life, that we could be with Him forever and ever and ever, the one who loves us best, the one who understands us best, the one who desires that we would walk with Him, talk with Him, listen to Him, obey Him, be one with Him, why would we turn away? So, beloved, if you are ever fearful as to whether the Lord would reject you, if you have sought Him and asked Him into your heart, and you have asked Him to forgive you of your sin, He says, I am with you always, always. That means forever and ever and ever, even unto the end of the world. This world is going to pass away, isn't it? The Lord's going to give us a new earth, a new heaven.
Yes.
And all things will be made brand new. And I am so glad I can stand on this verse. I knew a Christian from Jamaica who would make little plaques. And those plaques would say, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen.
And he'd paint them and had little roses on the plaque. And I keep that with me wherever I am. Here in our home in West Virginia, I have it right in front of me at the sink. And that reminds me every day that I am safe in the arms of God.
Yes.
And that He will never leave me nor forsake me. Now, beloved, I was alone for 13 years before the Lord put Buck in my life at the age of 50. And I learned that the Lord Jesus was with me.
Mm-hmm.
When I would pray and ask Him for help for this or that, He always provided.
Yeah.
When I felt alone in my apartment, I would seek His face. I would play the old hymns on the piano, and I would feel His presence. I would know that I could stand on this promise that He was with me. The writer of Hebrews says this also. It says, be content with such things as ye have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Have you been rejected by others? It's a terrible feeling, isn't it? And Jesus felt rejected even by His Father on the cross. He had to go through that as part of carrying our sin on the cross. What a terrible thing to feel separated from God the Father. But Jesus was willing to go out of His love for you and for me. And I thank Him. And I thank Him that He will never leave me nor forsake me. And it's recorded back in Genesis. He told the Israelites, behold, I am with thee and will keep thee. He's talking to Jacob. He says, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest.
Yes.
Beloved, you know from Psalm 139, it doesn't matter where we go, up to the highest height or down to the lowest depth, He is there. He promises. He says, God says to Jacob, I'll be with thee. I'll keep you in all places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land. Well, the Lord Jesus is going to bring us into a heavenly land one day.
Yes.
For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. What has He spoken to us of today? He has said, I paid the price at the cross for your sin, and you can be with me eternally if you choose to be. I choose. I choose Jesus. For 44 years, I've been following after him and trying to be a faithful servant by his power, his strength, connecting myself to the Lord Jesus and being one with him through the Spirit. And you can have that too. And times when you feel alone, when you've lost a loved one, and I lost my parents to suicide on the same day. Both of them took their lives together at the age of 86. And I understood for the first time what it was to be an orphan. But I had Jesus. I hung on to that verse, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And Psalm 27 says, when my father and my mother forsake me, you will take me up. Jesus took me up in his arms spiritually, and I knew that I was safe. He comforted me and helped me through those times. I used to call my mother every night to check on her, to tell her I loved her, to encourage her to keep on. And Buck and I would tell her about Jesus and that she didn't need to fear death, that Jesus would be with her to the end. But her faith was weak. I believe Jesus was there with her as she was dying and took her into his arms. I believe she said, Lord, I am so sorry that I'm taking my life. Lord, forgive me. And I believe she's with the Lord.
Yes.
Only the Lord knows.
Amen.
But my point is, Jesus will be with you through thick and thin, right to the end, right to death. And Pastor Buck and I try to just live and abide in the Lord each day. Enjoy what he's given us for today. Thank him as we thanked him this morning. Thank him for what he's done for us in the past, that our sins are forgiven, that our hearts are clean and new, brand new. We're new creations in him, and that by his power, we're going to make it all the way to the end.
Yes.
We have nothing to fear.
Amen.
For 13 years, I was single and alone. My first husband had gone off with another woman, and I told Jesus, Jesus, you'll be my husband. I'll trust you, and I'll rely on you for everything. And if you want me to marry again, you'll show me. I won't do it in my own flesh. I won't go looking for someone else. I will trust you, Jesus. And I can tell you, beloved, he was a husband to me those
yes.
13 years until he tucked me under a human arm, Pastor Buck. He said, I'm going to tuck you under Buck's arm and use you to go into nursing homes with him, to help him and encourage him, for him to be strong and be a man, a protector of you. And we just praise the Lord together for what he's done. But those 13 years that I was alone, I remember one night saying, Lord, where are my friends? Nobody's invited me over. They know I'm alone. And the Lord said, I'm with you.
Amen.
I heard him speak to my spirit. It was just a spiritual understanding that he was telling me, I'm here with you. And if I wanted you to have a relationship tonight, if I wanted you to have friends over, I would have provided it. But you don't need that. I learned I didn't need anything except the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And when he provided friends, when he provided church experiences, when he provided going on a picnic with friends, other things like that, that was a blessing. But those times alone with Jesus, getting to know him and know that he was right there with me and that he would speak to my heart and lead me and guide me in the way I should go, nothing can take the place of that. So I'd like to sing you a little song that maybe you know. In a nursing home, we had someone from the kitchen staff that would come out and say, I'd like for you to sing, No, Never Alone. Pastor Buck, do you know what I did with the sheet music? It's not here. I thought it was right here. Well, I'll sing it out of this book if I can see it. Buck blew it up for me so I could see. That is strange. But this song, she said, play this song for me. No, never alone. It's good to be reminded, isn't it? I've seen the lights sing flashing and heard the thunder roll. I've felt and breakers dashing which tried to conquer my soul. I've heard the voice of my Savior. He bid me still fight on. He promised never leave me, never to leave me alone. The world's fierce winds are blowing, triumphant, sharp and clean. I have a peace in knowing my Savior stands in between. Yes, he does. He stands to shield me from danger when all my friends are gone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. He died on Calvary's mountain for me. They pierced his side. For me, he opened that fountain, the crimson cleansing tide. For one, he's waiting in glory upon his heavenly throne. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone.
Pastor Nikki, let's sing that. Let's sing that chorus together.
Okay.
What do you say?
Yes.
No, never alone. Never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Thank God. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone.
Hallelujah. Never, never, never. Trust Him, beloved. Trust Him.
Would you play a little something here? I feel like we need to give an invitation today.
Okay.
I want to say this today, that with all that's happening in this time in the history of creation, that the Lord is near to those that will seek Him. Amen. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to tell you that heaven is very real, and so is hell. Now, I want to say this. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior and you die today, you're going to spend eternity in hell. I can't imagine the horror. The Bible says that the rich man in hell said, "I'm in torment." Now, that was not just for a certain period of time. It was forever. He said, "Just send Lazarus down here with a little drop of water to cool the tip of my tongue." Jesus died alone so you wouldn't have to.
Amen.
Jesus wants you to come to Him today. And you don't have to have a lot of fancy words. You don't have to get dressed up. Just come as you are.
Amen.
Would you come today? And let me say this. If you are saved and you backslid, you need to come back while you still have breath.
Amen.
It's a serious thing once to know and taste the glory of God and turn your back on God again. Come back now. Come back to your first love.
Amen.
You'll be glad you did. We just want to thank you for being with us today. And let's close with this first verse of Amazing Grace. Amazing grace. How sweet. Oh, how sweet the sound. Saved. Oh, you saved a wretch, a wretch like me. Oh, I once was lost, but thank God now I am found. I was blind. Oh, yes, I was. Oh, yes, I was. But now, oh, yes, now I do. I see. Bye for now. We'll see you Thursday, Lord willing. Pray for us. We'll be praying for you. And we want to pray for Diana Wesley.
Yes.
Want to pray for the situation that you ask us to pray about. God knows what it is.
Yes.
And I pray right now, Diana Wesley, in Jesus' name, the Lord will hear and answer this prayer today.
Amen.
And that God will show up and show out.
Amen.
On your behalf.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bye for now, folks.
Love you.